Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday night at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, Emory University, and WISC in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play songs that I pick out as extra special and put in something different every week, which I call a wombat, something that's not a commercial recording. And tonight, we will have a wombat. This is the Christmas show, so most of the music is the Christmas music with one surprise. But the wombat is a Christmas thing. We're going to start off with my favorite Christmas song, probably, Rio Rio Chio. This is from Portugal and Spain, and it goes back to the 16th century, around 1550. And I like to think about the fact that it could have been performed exactly as we hear it on this recording at that point in time. And probably they did perform it like that. Rio, Rio, Chio.
Rio, Rio, Chio, na guarda ribeira, Deus guardou el lobo de nuestra cordera, Deus guardou el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Rio, Rio, Chio, na guarda ribeira, Deus guardou el lobo de nuestra cordera, Deus guardou el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Rio, Rio, Chio, na guarda ribeira,
mas Dios poderoso la supo defender. Quiso lo hacer, que no pudiese pecar, ni aún original esta virgen no tuviera.
Riu, riu, chiu, la guarda ribera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Riu, riu, chiu, la guarda ribera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
Este que es nacido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido. Hemos redimido con se hacer chiquito, un que era finito, finito se hiciera.
Río, río, chiu, la guarda ribera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Río, río, chiu, la guarda ribera, Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
That was Riu Riu Chiu by Anuna. Next up is from Handel's Messiah, Unto Us a Child is Born. And I have a story that goes with this. When I was a freshman in college, the fraternity I lived in was right next to one of the big auditoriums at the college. And so our brothers, we worked the shows. We would move the stage, set the stage up and stuff. So I was asked to be an usher that night, and I went over to the auditorium and stood outside and took tickets, and I'd never heard of the thing they were doing. And I waited. I had to wait outside, like 10 or 15 minutes after the show started. Then I could go in, and all the seats were taken. So I sat on the stairs going down to the stage, and heard this music for the first time, and had never heard any of it before. And what it was Handel's Messiah, and that's what you're going to hear now. And I remember this song in particular. I was blown away. It was a wonderful introduction. So this is Unto Us a Child is Born by the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
To
Unto Us, a Child is Born by the London Philharmonic Orchestra from Handel's Messiah. Our next song also has a story. Often you may have the same thing I do. Sometimes a song will strike you so much that you'll never forget the first time you heard it. I remember this one. This is Brightest and Best by Kathy Mattea. I had known the song because I was in a volunteer Christmas chorus, the Christmas Revels, and we had a show every year on Symphony Space on Broadway in Manhattan. So I knew this song, but we always did it in a major key, and Kathy Mattea's version was in a minor key, and I just thought it was absolutely fabulous. So this is Brightest and Best by Kathy Mattea.
Blessed morn, see the great mediator down from the regions of glory descend. Shepherds go worship the babe in a manger. Pure for a God, the bright angels attend. Brightest and guide where our infant Redeemer was laid. Cold on his cradle, the dewdrops are shining. Bed with the beasts of the storm, angels adore him in slumber reclining, wise men and shepherds before him do fall. Rise. was late.
That was Brightest and Best by Kathy Mattea. Next up is something that I think is magical. In the Christian tradition, this song captures an aspect of it that we probably haven't thought of much. The experience of being the mother of Jesus Christ, and this song brings it out in a magical sort of way. This is Mary Did You Know by Kenny Rogers and Winona Judd.
Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Creation.
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will one day rule the nation?
Did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy
is heaven's perfect land? The sleeping child you're holding
is the great I. Mary, did you know?
Was Mary Did You Know by Kenny Rogers and Winona Judd. I told you at the start of the show that this is a Christmas show and almost everything is Christmas music, but there'd be a surprise. Well, the next number is the surprise. So I figure in the context of all this Christmas music, you'll hear this clearer than you ordinarily would because it's so different. It's a very, I would call it funky. The rhythm is just, I don't know how to describe it other than funky. This is St. James Infirmary, New Orleans jazz. It's by Tumble Down House.
Chain. Let the world know I died standing pat. I want six crap shooters for my pallbearers. Now I want a chorus girl to sing me a song. And I want a live jazz band on my hearse top. I mean to raise a little hell as we roll along. Well, now that you heard my story, I'll have another shot of booze. Oh, and if anyone here should ask you, got the gambler's blues.
St. James Infirmary by Tumbledown House, the only non-Christmas piece of music on the show today. The next song is Abbot Bromley's Horn Dance from the English Revels. I was in the Revels in New York, so I heard this song every year, but I heard it other places too. It reaches back. It's a Christmas sort of solstice song, and it somehow has deep roots in the pre-Christian era in the British Isles. And I feel it every time. It's a mystical, haunting kind of thing. It's performed ordinarily by the dancers and the musicians coming out of the woods at dusk and performing and dancing around and wandering off back into the woods. So try and put yourself in that context as you listen to this music. That was the Abbot Bromley Horn Dance from the English Revels. Next up is something a little different. This was by Patti Loveless. It's Christmas Time's A-Coming, and the style is what I think of as old-timey, what I think of as really the native music of the part of Virginia that Abingdon and Emory are in, Appalachian-style mountain music. And this song is done in what I think of as a very authentic way. I get a kick out of the music as much as the song. Patti Loveless, Christmas Times Are Coming.
Thank you. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home.
That was Christmas Times Are Coming by Patti Loveless. Next up is the second part of I'm going to play tonight from The Messiah, Handel's Messiah. This is Shall Be Exalted. The London Philharmonic Orchestra is playing this. And I remind you that the first time I heard these songs, I had never heard them. This is another one that just really hit me awfully strongly. I have not forgotten it. Shall Be Exalted.
The crooked straight,
That was Shall Be Exalted from Handel's Messiah as performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISC at Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I pick out to be extra special and put in odd things, which I call wombats. Tonight's a Christmas show, and all the songs except one, which was St. James Infirmary earlier, are Christmas songs, including the wombat, which comes up right now. It's wombat time. So my wombat is has a story with it, as so many things do. When I lived in New York, I lived in Hastings-on-Hudson, north of New York City, on the Hudson River. And up the river a ways, a half hour, 40 minutes, was Ossining, New York, where Sing Sing Prison was. So I belonged to a Quaker meeting in Scarsdale, New York, and we had a kind of a branch meeting up in Sing Sing. So we would go up there and hold Quaker meetings inside the prison. Normally we'd have from 5 to 10 prisoners join us, never more and sometimes even less. So we weren't exactly a significant part of the prison, but it was a significant event for all of us, those of us who went up, two or three men usually, and the prisoners. I think it was special. So we were there. We also went in on Christmas Day, and I went in on Christmas Day more than any other time. So I was there a number of Christmases. And one Christmas, I wrote a song for the prisoners and sang it to them about being in Sing Sing Prison on Christmas Day. And this is the song I sang. I recorded this later and tried to reproduce it just the way I had for the prisoners when I sang it to them.
Christmas Day in Sing Sing, a strange day I know. The winds from off the river, Lord, how cold they blow. It's sometimes cold in prison, and the streets can be as cold. And yet, within this room, I see friendship so warm it glows. So blow ye winds of winter, my heart you shall not hold. This fire I've found within me will ever warm my soul. It's Christmas Day in Sing Sing, and we are not alone. May this spirit light the steps we take on our long journey home.
That was Christmas Day in Sing Sing, written and performed by Harry Baia. We're going from the searching kind of inner struggles into the bombastic, loud, real world. This is Carol of the Bells, as performed by the Pentatonics. And I didn't want to play it at first because it's sort of overdone. It's just too much. But then, as I listened to it, there's so much joy in this. And so much vitality, the sense of being alive and not just being alive, but expressing the reality of it. This song catches that for me. Carol of the Bells by the Pentatonix.
Cheer to young and old, meek in the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising their sound on hill and dale, telling their tales.
That was Carol of the Bells by the Pentatonix. Next up is something quite different. That previous thing, Pentatonix, the energy in the drum and the voices coming in and just the rhythm was all so powerful. In the next performance, Jose Feliciano is going to sing Long Time Ago in Bethlehem, and his voice alone gives the intensity that makes this song as gripping as the last one. Long Time Ago in Bethlehem.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark, now hear the angels sing, a new king's born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Man will live forever. because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, they saw a bright new shining star, and heard a choir from heaven sing. Their music came from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear her child. Not a single room was inside. Hark, now hear the angels sing. A new king's born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Because of Christmas Day. By and by, they found a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger, cold and dark, Mary's little boy child was born. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen to what they say. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Heard Long Time Ago in Bethlehem by Jose Feliciano. I mentioned that I was in the volunteer chorus for the Christmas Revels, and it was there that I learned this round. I'm going to sing it once for you so you can hear me enjoying the round. It goes like this. Welcome to our Savior on this Christmas day, who comes from highest heaven so far away. Kyrie eleison.
Welcome to our Savior on this Christmas day, who comes from highest heaven so far away. Kyrie eleison.
Welcome to our Savior
on this Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
That was Welcome to Our Savior, around from the Christmas Revels. When we sang it in the Revels, we opened the show, the theater would be dark, and we, the chorus, would be lined up in the two aisles, or four aisles, because we had the balcony too, and we would start the round coming down out of the dark, and it was just a thrill. Now, moving on, we're going to have Cherry Tree Carol by Joan Baez. Simplicity reigns. Cherry Tree Carol.
When Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. Joseph and Mary walked through an orchard green. There were berries and cherries as thick as might be seen. There were berries and cherries as thick as might be seen. And Mary spoke to Joseph, so meek and so mild. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. And Joseph flew in anger, in anger flew he. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Then up spoke baby Jesus from in Mary's womb. Bend down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Bend down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. And bend down the tallest branch till it touched Mary's hand. Cried she, "Oh, look thou, Joseph, I have cherries by command." Cried she, "Oh, look thou, Joseph, I have cherries by command."
That was the Cherry Tree Carol by Joan Baez. And I have another story for you. The first year I was in the Christmas Revels in New York, we held it on the campus of Columbia University. And so to rehearse and perform, we were in an old chapel on the campus. It's a round building, not too large, probably doesn't seat more than a few hundred at the most. And I went over there. So when we were rehearsing the night before the show, we had the live cast on, well, it's just the chorus, us singers. And there was a spot when it was dark, we had to kill some time. There was something going on the stage and all the lights had to be off. So I was wandering around killing time and I heard some people talking back in sort of a dark corner. So I stuck my head in. I said, "Hello, who's there?" And this voice came back and said, It's Joseph and Mary. Are you one of the wise men? That struck me as enormously funny. They were Joseph and Mary from one of the skits we're going to do later, the Cherry Tree Carol, which is the song that we just played. The last song on the show today is a version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. This is by the Petersons, and it's a fairly recent recording, and I like it very much. God rest ye, merry gentlemen.
God rest ye, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you.
God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by the Petersons. And now it's time I want you to join me in ending the show. So, it's your chance. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.